Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Zero Sum by Barry Eisler, performed by Barry Eisler. For Danny, Evan, and Pete, first friends, now family. Lasciate ogni speranza, va centrate. Chapter 1. Whoever said, "You can't go home again," didn't know how good he had it. At least there was a home he couldn't go to. All I had was Tokyo, and no matter how many years I spent there, that bitch of a city was never going to be any kind of home to me, more an unrequited love. So it was probably less from nostalgia than longing that I found myself back there in the fall of 1982. Or maybe it was something deeper and more stubborn still. Why do salmon swim upriver to the place where they were spawned? All animals have programming. What makes humans special is our need to rationalize our actions, rather than just accept them. Of course, I didn't understand any of that at the time. I told myself that life in the Philippines had grown stale for me, my work with the insurgency in Mindanao too dangerous to continue. A change in venue would be good. The question was, a change to where? And for an exiled mercenary with no family, no connections, and no friends outside the country that begot him, it was a question with only one answer. Or maybe it was all just fate. At least, that's how it felt that morning as I strolled along the gravel paths of Tokyo's Hamarikyu Gardens, waiting for my contact, Miyamoto, a liberal Democratic Party fixer I had once helped with a problem, and whom I hoped might now help me in return. Certainly the weather was auspicious. A deep blue sky, a cool, dry breeze, everywhere ginkgo and maple leaves lit by the sun in flaming yellow and orange and red. The city's soundtrack played all around me, as familiar as a favorite album heard after a long hiatus. The buzz of higurashi cicadas in the trees, the rumble of truck traffic on the overcrowded roads surrounding the garden, the chimes of an incoming Yamanote train in the distance. It felt good to be back. It felt easy. Yeah, I know. Stupid. But remember, I was barely out of my 20s at the time, blooded but not yet seasoned. There was still a lot I didn't want to accept about the permanence of the path I had embarked on 10 years earlier, when I had gone to war with the Yakuza.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?